Health advocates say more catastrophic failures of medical devices are almost guaranteed to happen again because there have been no serious reforms to the way Australia regulates implants. The warning comes after the ABC revealed dozens of women have suffered complications from a permanent contraceptive device called Assure. Alison Branley reports.
To meet someone with a medical device, you don't have to look far. At a cafe in Sydney, legal temp Amy Mulder reveals she had breast implants 3 years ago.
You know, I had thought about it for about 10 years and before I decided to get them. With all the information that's coming out these days, that it does make you think twice.
Just nearby, Mustafa Jamnogwala has two stents in his arteries after having chest pains.
Oh, well, all I know that I've got the two high-end stents.
Do you ever worry what could happen with your device later on?
Yes, always I do. I do worry about that because those stents are a foreign device in the body.
They're among hundreds of thousands of Australians with some form of medical device. It's not known how many have an implant because there's no central database. And that's a key part of the problem. Danny Videz is chief executive of consumer group The Health Issues Centre. He says a national registry of devices is among measures needed to reform device regulation.
So all the way along, from the regulation to the adverse event reporting to the provision of informed consent, the system has failed. And it continues to fail. And the real tragedy is that those failures almost guarantee that this will happen again.
He's also critical of the government processes that allow a device to go on the market, saying they rely too much on clinical trials conducted by manufacturers or overseas approvals. Mr. Videz says some of the issue is also doctors and a lack of leadership from colleges which represent them.
Way after a device has been found to be faulty, you'll find a lot of surgeons, and in many cases the college, protesting that it's the gold standard.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration did review its approval procedures between 2014 and 16, and many changes are now being implemented. Dr. Michael Gannon is spokesman for the Australian Medical Association and says there's a strong case for more resources for the TGA, but cautioned against overreacting to reports of complications.
When we talk about problems with new operations, with new devices, we're often talking about things that are safer than what they replace. We need to find that balance between not denying people access to often life-saving treatments, but making sure that patient safety and clinical quality is prioritised.
A spokeswoman for the TGA said patient safety was its top priority and it was working to improve communication around identifying emerging problems with devices through workshops and training. A spokesman for the Medical Technology Association of Australia says the government's recent review was considered the most thorough done and that while device registries can be helpful, they can also be expensive.
Alison Branley reporting.